It is your Tuesday, you know what that means. It's time to talk a little bit of tech. Yes, TNS Jansen van Rensburg, bandwidthblog.co.za, joining us on the line this afternoon with the latest from Meta. Yes, for those who don't know, Facebook, basically. TNS, welcome to Smile FM.
Thank you very much.
Lekker. All right, so what's the deal? Meta had an event.
Yeah, so they've got an event called Connect, Meta Connect, every year now. Obviously, they've got a bunch of kind of businesses within their staple, so it's not just Facebook anymore. So yeah, like a lot of the other big tech companies, they have their own event, but they announce a couple of very interesting things.
Love it. Okay, so run me through some of the top things that that stood out for you. What came out of this event? Because I mean, we know it. We think about Meta as our Facebook and what's on our phone, but there's tech really coming through from it in terms of glasses and all kinds of interesting things. AI.
Exactly. Yeah. So let's start with AI. I guess we always have to start there these days. Just a couple of interesting things that they announced there. So first of all, they're going to introduce like AI type stickers to all of their software products. So on Facebook, on WhatsApp, on Instagram, you'll have these stickers that you can then use AI editing tools with to like customize it and make it seem more like your own, use your own likeness. And then they're also kind of building AI into their voice assistant. They're actually going to have a voice assistant now, and you're going to trigger it by saying, "Hey, Meta." And they're working with a bunch of celebrities that will be the voices of these AI. It's very, very strange. You know, people like Snoop Dogg and sports stars Kendall Jenner and 28, apparently, that's going to be able to communicate with you. And they'll have their own personalities, their own way of talking. So that's perhaps something to look forward to for some people.
Wow. Okay. So that's going to take basically your editing game to another level completely.
Yeah, that's kind of what they're hoping. So we'll see what the take-up of that is.
Okay, cool.
Other than that, they also released their new smart glasses, which they are doing in partnership with Ray-Ban. So these are proper Ray-Ban glasses. They've got 5 microphones in them. They've got some speakers in them. And they've got a camera in them, of course.
Wow. Okay, so what essentially can you do with these glasses?
So it is to kind of be able to share your experiences more easily, right? So the cameras can capture 1080p video and for up to 6 seconds, so very much kind of building into that Instagram ecosystem, you know, the shorter videos that you might want to share on Instagram. And you can use them with the new smart assistant that's going to be coming out. And also you can easily say to your glasses, snap a photo, and then wherever you are, it'll snap that photo. You can instantly share it to Instagram or Facebook. You can do whatever you want with that photo. So it's another way of interacting with, you know, the Meta platform. And kind of sharing your experiences with the people you care about.
Yeah, it becomes more and more apparent why they call it the Metaverse, because it's so much more than just Facebook. So those are the two standout ones for you.
I think the standout one is actually the Meta Quest 3. So they obviously bought Oculus several years ago, years ago now. And the Meta Quest 3 is the latest version of their VR headset, and it's actually quite exciting, much more so than the previous one. So if you're not aware, the Meta Quest range is by far the most popular VR headsets in the world, and they very much lean into the gaming space, but also the Metaverse obviously is always part of their plans there. And this is a massive upgrade for the Meta Quest 3. It's only going to be slightly more expensive, but it's way more capable. It's going to have much better screens. The degrees of view is way bigger. It's also thinner and lighter. And it's smarter as well, with the sensors being changed up in the design completely. It looks a little bit less sneaky, if you want to call it that, with a little dotted hat all over the place, which looked like little insect eyes they were looking at you. Those are gone. So yeah, just a massive upgrade in their VR headset that could entice many more people into VR. That I think, you know, they've been building momentum, but you know, the space has been a little bit quiet recently. And they're hoping that the Meta Quest 3 is going to be that one that brings everybody into that metaverse ecosystem.
My goodness. I think a lot of people sat back in the chairs right now thinking, oh my word, how did I not know about all of this stuff? You sure gave us our fill of tech today. Thanks, TNS. Appreciate the updates, man. All the best to you.
Same to you. Thanks.
That is TNS Jansen van Rensburg, bandwidthblog.co.za, giving us a bit of an update as to what is happening in the tech world, or in this case, the metaverse.